Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich, playing Theo.
Howard, playing Toluga.
Ryan, I play everyone else.
Big T.
What a big reunion this episode was.
I love it.
Got to see all of our favorite weirdo NPCs from the Tidewall arc, yeah. Arc 1. And some new warlocks.
So fun.
Let me get some spells. I'm fresh out.
How do we give them spells?
So I have came up with an annoying mechanic that I think you're going to hate, Rich.
Oh, yeah.
If you would like, basically, you can use your trick shot slots to give them spell slots. Otherwise, they can just Eldritch Blast. But they're like pretty low level warlocks, so their spells
will eventually level.
Yes.
What spells do they get though?
I think I'm gonna make them soul warlocks or celestial warlocks. Yeah, because technically you're a god, so that's like what their power would be. So they're probably like level 3 warlocks at the most. Mm-hmm. But I've been thinking about how funny it would be to have Bullywug warlocks for the longest time. They make little finger guns to Eldritch Blast.
What was it? We worked at that a while ago.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. Wow. And originally I was like, oh, that'd be funny for a guest to play one. But none of my guests have bit yet on that as a character concept. So I was like, I'm just putting it in. Fuck them.
I can't believe they wouldn't.
You know, right?
Oh, yes. We're warlocks. Gonna get bleebly blasted.
I mean, you guys did such a great job in the first arc of like establishing that you were like the heroes of the swamp.
Yeah.
I was like, if we ever get back around, I got to reward that with some like stupid shit.
So wait, hold on. How many followers did Big T get us?
Ooh. I will let you roll a D100 to see how many more bullywugs have joined the cause.
Who's rolling it?
Me.
Our plope.
The plope.
I'm a fucking plope, god damn it.
I thought that fight was going to be harder for you guys, but Jesus Christ, you guys put damage up like crazy. I mean, you got kind of like destroyed, but you two really stayed out of the fray for most of that fight, so that worked out pretty good.
Yeah, our tank just stayed the hell away. 72 new followers.
Oh, that's so many frogs.
72 new frogs.
Yeah, it's a lot of frogs.
So 648 plus 72?
Mm-hmm. You guys are creeping toward 1,000 way too quick.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I hate that for me.
Yeah, 720.
We're going to get another luck point.
Yeah, you're getting up there. Getting close. Yeah, this stat block was just sick. I just liked that he could like turn into vines and like go through walls. I thought that was pretty cool.
I like how he beat me up and our tank just sat in the back.
Turning into the mother.
That was so funny. I'm sorry the rolls like didn't really work out so hot on the first
it was
one.
Hilarious.
But that was so funny. They got a nat 20. Be like, that's not our mom. What is Glebnor doing? Why does she sound like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Hello.
Hello.
Meanwhile, I'm twitching on the ground.
I shielded you.
Yeah, the shield was nice. That was a cool little. I was nice to see the first little bits of this Zom magic.
Right.
Yeah, you're starting to do some real damage. Your shit's like really all clicking in now. I don't love it.
Yeah. The build came online.
Thank God you got a gun jam. That saved me another round of combat. And like I beefed this thing's health up. I basically took like the max health it would have had and gave it that. I think originally I had like 113 or something like that. And then I probably added like 70 or so hit points to it.
Damn.
And you guys still crushed. That was nuts. But yeah, 133. And I think I added like 60 or something like that. I think it was like just shy of 200. But.
Nay, hurt a lot.
It did hit pretty hard.
That fucking cone breath weapon.
Gnarly.
Yeah. I'm immune to poison.
I know. It was really smart that you used your luck point too, because then you got to basically quarter it, which really. I was like, oh shit, so Glebnor's not going down this fight. I'll go after Toluga.
The good thing is, if I got hit with that, I'm resistant to poison because of the belt.
The belt! Oh, yeah.
So damn. it would have been halved, and if I made it, then I would have been exactly quartered. Like you.
Yeah.
Why are you guys so resistant
to Meanwhile, poison? The real tank, no resistance or damage mitigation. Lowest HP in the group.
Stop running headfirst into shit.
How am I going to punch it if it's way over there?
Claws?
You need the tattoo that gets you some reach.
I know. But if I activate it, I lose a turn.
Isn't it a bonus action to activate?
Yeah, and then I have my actual claws.
He's got a lot of bonus action stuff. That is kind of like a weird problem with Monk. You have like a lot of bonus action.
Bonus action heavy.
Yeah. But man, that was so funny.
And then you patient defense.
Yeah, God forbid you use one of your features that is a good defensive tool. It worked out great. I got 2 nat 1s because of it. I would have hit you 3 times.
Yeah, you would have been fucking dead, dead.
Yeah, I would have I would have hit you twice with a slam, and then you would have got hit with a thorny lash that also restrained you, and I was going to drag you around like an asshole. So, yeah, the thorny lash didn't
hit
anyone. What
did Luga ever do to you?
I don't know. You ran at me full speed and bopped me.
You're trying to doink his mother.
No, I'm not. You're trying to get me to doink his mother.
I need some female influence in my life.
Yeah, just a...
Malva?
The thorny lash. You would have taken 28 slashing damage if you got hit with that.
Jesus Christ.
And had a DC 15 escape to not be grappled and restrained.
That's more
You might
than...
have been killed. Two slams and the thorny lash might have killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would teach our tank a lesson to get the fuck in there.
He's so mad at me.
I can't floor tank every combat.
I couldn't have made it more clear that running right at it. Well, I'm like, you're going to run right. You're like, yeah, why wouldn't I?
Well, how else am I going to hit it, Ryan?
I don't know.
I don't have a gun.
Do you want one?
At this point, I might keep the surprise for myself.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey.
What are you gonna do with a cake and balloons?
You guys did great. You like legit dominated that combat. That was very, very good. Very impressive. Just sometimes being the plope means being the man up front who gets pancaked and then popping up and, you know, putting in that work. You ended up really, I mean, honestly, like, you were so close to not hitting that final attack. So,
yeah,
that really was clutch as hell.
You judo chopped his ass.
Yeah. The idea of you judo chopping it was really, really funny to me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, it's a cone. I cannot eat this. So I'm like, I'm going to just go to its backside.
Yep.
And hopefully it doesn't spew from both ends.
It did not.
Gross.
Yeah, poison cone from the ass would have been pretty
just
gnarly.
An hourglass of
it
pain.
Would have been would have been fitting. Where else would poison damage come?
The fabled double cone.
You guys are back with the baggy neck.
Oh, I like so
the
idea excited. That
the baggy neck has basically been like leading like a little resistance of bullywugs down here.
They're like Ewoks.
Pretty much.
The Briar Children and Poppy with him.
Yeah,
yeah,
that works out. So we'll get there and we'll be able to.
Big T's a tree. Yeah. He's probably wicked susceptible.
Yeah, so keep all of them basically away from
the city.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, fair.
They don't need... I mean, if they stay far enough away, you know, I don't think it'll be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'll... You know, the next couple of sessions, it's going to be an infiltration and... You know,
infiltration,
you
say?
Yes,
As if we didn't have a thing for this.
I think you set it up just for that.
I kind of just want you guys to have, like, a fun thing of, like, sneaking through the ruins of Tidagol.
Have a little snake-eater moment.
Yeah, you know? We haven't done... I mean, I really do like doing, like, stealth extraction missions in D&D.
So going in loud, then.
I mean, and in the past, you guys have decided to not take that route.
I'm going to have Toluga bring up the OSHA bit again. Guys, we're just kicking the doors, OSHA. It worked so well last time.
Well, it was funny because like last time you guys didn't really have any way to make yourselves extra sneaky. Now you very much do. So,
Also, who are you getting? Tidagol's up to code.
Yeah, not anymore.
What are you talking about? It's overgrown.
It got blasted by lightning and... And now it's all covered in vines.
The foundation is compromised. The roots have got into everything.
Right up the ass.
Right, all roots all up in that ass.
That's so stupid.
Ivy's in my...
You play your cards, right? You know, you think 30-something episodes in the ass bit would get old.
Nope.
I'm dumb. What else would I call
it's
it?
It's only gathering steam, I think.
Yeah, I know, right? You're sending us back to it. What did you think was going to happen?
Back to the ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like when I was coming up with this arc, I was like, would it be cool to kind of go back into the ruins a little bit? And then I just think it felt like too much of a loose end almost. You guys had all these different NPCs you hadn't like kind of gotten to reconnect with after everything. So I was like, yeah, this would be fun. We'll do one last Johnny the Titagol before you make your way to Magria.
I can also check Yarno's place for some
grenades. Great point. Just thought of something.
Great point.
Grenades?
Mm-hmm.
The dragon.
Did Yarno leave his oven mech outside the door?
I believe Yarno blew his oven mech up.
Yeah, the oven mech exploded.
Yeah. He lit it. I think him and
Bleagong.
Yeah, they kind of rigged it to blow up and then escaped off it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Yarno shop would be... He probably didn't have time to take everything with him. Yeah. So
think of all the grenades.
So there could be grenades. There could be dread steel stuff that I can use.
Mm-hmm. Stuff I could use.
Yeah.
Definitely an option
for me there.
Yeah. It's, you know,
that's fine.
You could go to Jenry's place and memorialize him.
I plan on it.
I think we all should.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I basically have designed a big thorny city for you guys to sneak around in. So that'll be fun.
What?
I feel like he keeps saying we can sneak around, but the thorns are going to have like thorn sense where they fucking can feel us walking around like
unless
a spider web.
I can find a stat block that has that. I won't pull that shit on you.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see. If you guys are getting too sneaky, I might fucking be like, oh no, the webs of fucking vines. Fuck you.
The webs of vines.
No, I could send in Luga.
He does have web sense.
True. I don't know how that'll apply to the vine situation, but
that's going to apply to every rest we take from now on, right?
Yeah, someone kind of tries to walk in, just
Indiana Jones.
There's a spider web in the face. God,
Dad, they're here.
Huh? Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I was looking too, because I think someone asked who had alarm. Reggie does have the alarm spell.
He okay, does?
Reggie yeah. has yeah. it. Gotcha. Yeah.
That comes with
clockwork. I thought someone had it.
I believe. Yeah. I'm very excited to just do that stupid frog accent.
Oh, yes. It's Bleebly. He's returned.
I think you should give them all one spell slot.
I don't have any trick shots.
Oh, right, we use it all.
Yeah. You get them back on a short rest?
We just woke up. Oh, we're about to take a nap.
I mean, you could take, I mean, the short rest isn't always
a nap.
I
do need a nap.
It's usually like a, you just, it's like a patching your wounds for an hour. So you guys can do that while you catch up with Big T. I'll let that happen.
I love Big T.
Yep.
So excited.
Yeah, I had the, in my head, it's like you guys see him again, this giant tree guardian. And now he just has like tons of pamphlets on like a big necklace where he kind of like pulls one off and gives them to people as he walks through the forest.
We all ride Big T down to the location and sleep. We'll all take a long rest and do a night stealth op.
Big T can't go near it.
I know what I'm going to do with the warlocks. There's three of them, you said, right?
There's three, yep.
Okay. When I get my spells, when I get my trick shots, right, I'm going to have them all do, see who can shoot the can better.
Oh,
the
there you
one
go.
That shoots the can gets two spell slots. The others get nothing. And it's going to be a competition to see who gets spell slots.
Impress your god.
Yeah, I did write their names down. This is Flip, Belch, and Plop. There.
Flip, Yo, Belch, Warlocks. And Plop.
Warlocks.
So you just went with Korg from...
kind of.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm going to make any of the warlocks. That's it's going to be the thing. You have to complete a, you know...
I figured my...
Shooting course, yeah.
I figured my little church...
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Gave them a spell slot.
It just inspired our hearts. Yes.
I like their wigs.
Yeah, I like the idea. I was trying to think of how they could have ponytails, and I was like, they've made little wigs out of like what's that shit that like grows in like swamps, like the like swamp grass.
Cattails.
Yeah, they've kind of like wrapped it up and made little ponytails out of it.
Bringer of the wit,
slayer of the dry,
Blastin.
Yeah, I mean we've seen like a cleric of Bleebly.
Yeah,
we've seen a champion of Bleebly. Like a zealot, really.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was time we saw some warlocks of Bleebly. We got a paladin of Bleebly, you know.
Speaking of Bleebly,
mm-hmm.
How's our bard doing?
Oh, that's a great question.
Do I have to roll another D100?
Maybe not yet. We did that one kind of recently.
How many venues has he hit?
It's been like 2 weeks almost.
Yeah, was he just like...
Or about a week.
Let me see something here. All right.
What's his tour schedule like?
Yeah, is...
2 days...
Is Schlebnor doing a really good job as manager?
I mean, he
of the band.
Yeah.
One day.
What if What about to make it fair, since we're asking probably, I think it's been like 2 or 3 weeks. What if we roll a D20? If it's above a 10, we get more followers. If it's under, we wait at least like another week.
Okay.
It's fair.
It's like a 50-50 chance for me to not have to give you more followers, so I'll take it.
You're afraid.
Rich, you're going to roll that D20 though. How about you?
Okay.
Don't fuck us, Rich.
Kidding me? It's exactly what I'm going to end up doing.
No. He's going to use his god powers.
10.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to... I do actually have Cosmo's sheet here. So I'm going to roll a performance check real quick.
Will that determine how many D20?
He got a nat 20.
So is that going to be 2D100?
No, I can't remember what it was.
We set a rule.
No,
for
it was
it, right?
It's a D6, and then it's whatever that number is times 100 was what you said when it was if it was a nat 20.
All right.
So roll a D6.
You're happy? It's only two.
Okay. Roll so 2D100. Right.
No, wouldn't it be?
Or no, it'd be.
It'd be 200.
Yeah,
because
it
was just whatever
it's a flat amount.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it'll be 920.
920.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. That's so close to 1,000.
That's a lot closer than it was a second
ago. Why is he isn't even here in Cosmos fucking me? This is so annoying. Yeah, he rolled a nat 20 for a 30 total. Somewhere in the Underdark, Cosmos Tor is going awesome.
Hell yeah.
Schlebnor is a hell of a manager.
Schlebnor is just counting money backstage as, the tour's going nuts. There's drow that are like becoming hardcore fans of the new band.
Hell yeah.
And like there's somewhere in the Underdark drow teenagers just have like bleebly shirts on. I don't love this.
This is one of just Tuluga's ass and Gwednor Cannon with thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are becoming a hot new trend. It's all over Crystalgram. The kids are loving it.
Wait, then how much gold has my taqueria been making?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do some bookkeeping in this episode.
That's what this is kind of for, right?
Might as well hash this out now.
You know, and you guys do... okay, so roll... Mark, roll a D12.
Eight.
You get 80 gold that is coming in off on somehow you have some kind of weird bank account. I'm imagining. The taqueria is doing great. Money's kind of pouring in.
All right. Add it to my 202 that you took from me.
Yeah.
Our 202.
I know. The gambling plus all the residual income from your different businesses. You guys are actually kind of loading up on the funds a little bit. Which is
I got an IOU from the crown for another 100.
That's true. He's indebted now. So that's not great.
Well, we're bookkeeping.
Sure.
How's the shadow?
Let me pull up Gort's stupid fucking character sheet. Okay. Gort
he's
update.
Dead. People no, he's not. Gort's crushing. Did he level up yet?
He's not leveled up yet. That means he'd be leveling up faster than you guys, which seems crazy. All right. I'm trying to see what he gets on a stealth check.
Nat 20.
Gort got a nat 20.
Go, Gort, go. My protege.
He's slowly seething against Glebnor.
No, he loves me.
You sent him on a suicide mission.
Suicide mission.
To sharpen his skills.
I don't think he knows. Sees it that way.
Oh, he does.
We're going to cut to Magria.
Oh, my God.
In the Grey Valley. Like sands whip at this desert landscape. Barren of most life. Tumbleweed blows by. In the distance, you can kind of hear the sound of engines. And you see that there are a small group of goblins, hobgoblins, some gnomes. They're all standing in this dark alley in this like kind of sprawling desert metropolis.
You've all come here because you have talent. Not as good as mine, but pretty good. I'm going on a secret mission and I need rogues. of all shapes and sizes to join my cause. I am the phantom, the shadow in the night, and you will be my shades. This day we start our new thieves' guild and make our way to Windmere.
We will check back on Gort later.
So Gort made his own thieves' guild?
Gort.
He's franchising, just like we taught him.
Gort, somewhere in Magria, is starting a new rebel faction of thieves so he can plan his big assault.
Kidnapping.
To Windmere. Why is this happening? Why is it only when I'm
my
over?
Little Gort is doing well.
I'm like visibly stressed. I'm going more gray as we speak.
Amazing.
All according to plan.
Terrific.
Gort's coming back and he's going to have allies.
Yep. Also, this will be a nice little setup. If we ever do a Gort one shot, you guys can play some of his shades.
Excellent.
Well, thank you all for joining in for our after show. It's been a real hoot. And Mark, if you wouldn't mind taking us out.
As always, make sure you're rating, reviewing, subscribing, and maybe submit an application to the new Rogues Guild. Thieves Guild?
Thieves Guild.
Thieves Guild.
Thieves Guild. Thieves Guild. Thieves Guild of Rogues, led by none other than
the Phantom.
He's building his own little house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.